With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Deny, defend, depose. The words emblazoned on the ammunition used by the gunman who killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Midtown Manhattan yesterday morning. That's according to law enforcement sources. Meanwhile, the hunt for the gunman goes on.
The full investigative efforts of the New York City Police Department are well underway, and we will not rest until we identify and apprehend the shooter in this case.
New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch calls it a brazen, targeted attack. Two young boys, a 5- and a 6-year-old, in extremely critical condition. They were shot at a small private school in Northern California. It happened at Feather River School of Seventh-day Adventists in Palermo, north of Sacramento. The shooter died of an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound. Also at SRNNews.com, in a move that could impact how much we pay at the gas pump, members of the OPEC Plus oil cartel decide that now is not the time to hike crude production.
The decision was made as the alliance faces weaker than expected demand and competing production from non-allied countries, factors that could keep oil prices stagnant into next year. The OPEC Plus members decided at an online meeting to postpone by 3 months production increases that had been scheduled to take effect January 1st. The plan had been to start gradually restoring 2.2 million barrels per day over the course of 2025.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Israel calls Amnesty International a deplorable and fanatical organization. This comes after Amnesty accused the Jewish state of genocide in Gaza. Israel says it is defending itself in accordance with international law. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 55 points, and NASDAQ trading 9 points higher. This is SRN News. Guess who's visiting Notre Dame?
President-elect Donald Trump says he'll attend rededication ceremonies at the 861-year-old cathedral in Paris on Saturday. The church was devastated by fire in 2019, and France has spent millions of euros to repair it in a process that required the relearning of certain medieval building techniques. Mr. Trump writes on Truth Social, President Emmanuel Macron has done a wonderful job ensuring that Notre Dame has been restored to its full level of glory. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates are moving to repeal a 15-week abortion ban in Arizona. It conflicts with an amendment approved by voters last month. The ballot measure amends the Arizona Constitution to allow abortions up to fetal viability, about 21 weeks of pregnancy. The American Civil Liberties Union, Planned Parenthood, and the Center for Reproductive Rights have filed suit in Maricopa County Superior Court on behalf of two abortion doctors. This is SRN News. The governing bodies of women's pro golf want to make sure it's a level playing field for all golfers.
The LPGA and the USGA have updated gender policies that will require players to be assigned female at birth or to have transitioned to female before going through male puberty. The policies begin in 2025. The groups concluded that going through male puberty allows for competitive advantages in golf. The new policies rule out eligibility for potential U.S. Women's Open qualifier Haley Davidson, who began hormone treatments when she was in her early 20s in 2015, and in 2021 underwent gender-affirming surgery. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
A federal investigation concludes the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols by officers after he ran away from a traffic stop in 2023 uncovered serious problems within the Memphis Police Department. More details, SRNNews.com.